But time now to chat some rugby. We do that every week. Thanks to the Aqua Rugby Festival. We're getting behind it. You can get your tickets now for November 5 and 6 down at Manly Cove, aquarugby.com. All Blacks legend Andrew Mertens is on the line. G'day, Mertz.
Morning, Matty. How are you, mate? That sounds exciting, talking about that Aqua Rugby. Every time I hear it, I get a little shudder because there are threats that they might make me try and wheel out a New Zealand team onto the pontoon. But I'm fully planning on just sitting on the deck of a boat and watching everybody else's exertion. So excitement, yet there's that little sort of doubt in my mind if they try and make some of us oldies participate.
See, there's a shock, Mertz, because my first question to you was going to be, are you going to be a pontoon kind of guy or a super yacht kind of guy? And I kind of knew the answer anyway. But so you're hearing whispers around that there could be a Kiwi team put together, which means you're back on the pontoon.
Well, there's a limited number of Kiwis over here in terms of from an All Black background or a rugby, Super Rugby background and stuff. There are a couple up the Gold Coast who I think are keeping themselves in better shape, certainly than I am, which is not hard. Caleb Ralph, Rico Gear, I think Jose Gear might be up there as well. So, you know, those sort of guys, that's fine. I'm comfortable with that. But I am more a super yacht kind of guy, even though I'll pollute that kind of environment, sort of, you know, as a Kiwi, a bit more of a povo than you guys have over here with these flash yachts and stuff. So, I struggle sometimes watching intense sport. You know, I get a little bit tired there. So actually trying to move my legs and limbs around is not going to be the ideal scenario for me.
Don't worry. There's some fairly sizable super yachts when you go around New Zealand. I've spent a fair bit of time there, as you know. Over Waiheke Island, you can get some pretty flash yachts getting along there. So I'm not surprised that you'll be on the super yacht. Mate, I can't wait for it. November 5 and 6. It's in my backyard down at Manly Cove. So aquarugby.com. And we're piecing together teams as we talk to people along the way and see if we can get this Kiwi team up and running. Have you been watching much of the Olympics, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, now we're talking about being on the water. It's been probably our strongest performance, hasn't it, through the sailing and also the rowing and canoeing. You know, Lisa Carrington is still involved. She won 2 golds on Tuesday, which is just amazing. I think one more medal of any description, and I think she becomes New Zealand's most decorated Olympian, which is just fantastic. So, yeah, it's been awesome. Obviously, as a little bit of an adopted Australian almost now, supporting Australia as well. I think it's fantastic. We're both countries who punch above our weight in terms of population. So it's been awesome. So, then, like I say, Lisa Carrington, hopefully a couple more. We've got a boxer, David Nkia, who's having a crack as well. So, mate, it's just been fantastic to watch.
Carrington's been unbelievable. She's actually in the semi-final featuring our two Aussie women today, Elise Wood and Alyssa Bull in the K1 500. So she's already got 2 gold for these games, 4 gold medals overall and another medal like you say. She'll be top of the pops for New Zealand. All right, mate. First two Bledisloe Test matches are going to be played at Eden Park. I don't even have to ask you the question about the advantage here, because Eden Park has been a hellhole for the Wallabies over the last however many years. So for them to go over there and play 2 tests, it's just the way it is. We're just going to have to deal with that. So if you were, let me put you on the side of the fence where you now live and have for quite a time here in Australia, how would you be saying to the Wallabies, this is how we're going to have to handle this? We haven't had success at Eden Park, but we're going to have to get over it. We're going to have to be there twice. This is the reality.
Well, I think it's actually better having 2 bites at it. I think once per year, which it's turned into now. I mean, over my sort of 8 years in the All Blacks, I think we played Bledisloe twice at Eden Park. And it's such a strange thing for New Zealanders, because we're brought up in the rest of New Zealand to despise Auckland a little bit. So there's no real reason behind why Eden Park is such a fortress for us when so much of the team is made up from outside of Auckland. But for whatever reason, it's developed this sort of aura, I suppose. And, you know, it's our biggest ground in New Zealand and you know, gets the most noise and probably of anyone in New Zealand. So I don't know how it's worked out like that, but, you know, 35 years since Australia won. I think it's good, to have 2 bites at it. And I think the Wallabies have got to go in approaching it with, you know, same old story, everything to gain, nothing to lose. Nobody's really expecting them to win either game. But I think having 2 goes at it might be helpful. And I think they can, you know, at least try and try and keep swinging at the All Blacks. I think from the times where the Wallabies have done well in the last couple of years against the All Blacks, you know, they won one and drew one last year. They had that fantastic win in Perth in 2019. And I think they've got to play like that, just throw everything, including the kitchen sink as well. And, you know, if it doesn't work, fine, but at least they've got to have the All Blacks thinking that the Wallabies are out to throw some punches at us. And, you know, I think it gives the All Blacks something to think about no matter what the result is on Saturday night going into that second game. And, of course, we've seen that Wallabies holding back a couple of guys for that second game, presumably. They haven't named the team officially, but they've certainly trimmed their squad down a little bit overnight, haven't they?
Haven't they, Jess? We've run out of time to get your thoughts on that one because, yeah, three players having, well, I mean, nothing bad happened. They just decided to stay out and have a few more drinks, including Maruka Corombetti. So sitting him out for the first one, Dave Rennie's made a statement and Rugby Australia have made that statement pretty clear that that's the culture that they don't want. They want to build a different one, but it does allow them to be fresh for the second one. Good on you, Mertz. Enjoy the rest of the games, mate. Looking forward to the coverage of the Bledisloe as well.
Cheers, guys. All the best.